Track 3. Unit 1, page 12. Exercise 4. Listen to the conversations and choose the best answer, A, B or C. You will hear each conversation twice. Question 1. A boy is helping a friend to make a decision. What do they decide? A. He can wear his casual clothes. B. He needs to buy more fashionable clothes. C. He must choose something smart and formal.
Oh, I hate New Year. To tell you the truth, Paul, I don't really want to go to this party anyway. I can't wait to be back at school.
You must be joking, Steve. Come on, just choose some new clothes that you feel comfortable in. Look, this shirt's okay. I think they're quite fashionable at the moment.
Yeah, you're right, actually. But I'm not buying that awful tie. I'm just happy wearing my favourite old jeans with my sweatshirt and a cap. I hate wearing all those formal clothes.
For goodness sake, at least we don't have to wear suits. It's not a wedding, you know. Anyway, your jeans are a bit too casual. They've got big holes in the knees.
I like them like that. Still, I think you might be right about the smart shirt. At least I'll look a bit more up to date. I might get a pair of new jeans too. These look quite cool. Oh, I hate New Year. To tell you the truth, Paul, I don't really want to go to this party anyway. I can't wait to be back at school.
You must be joking, Steve. Come on, just choose some new clothes that you feel comfortable in. Look, this shirt's okay. I think they're quite fashionable at the moment.
Yeah, you're right, actually. But I'm not buying that awful tie. I'm just happy wearing my favourite old jeans with my sweatshirt and a cap. I hate wearing all those formal clothes.
For goodness sake, at least we don't have to wear suits. It's not a wedding, you know. Anyway, your jeans are a bit too casual. They've got big holes in the knees.
I like them like that. Still, I think you might be right about the smart shirt. At least I'll look a bit more up to date. I might get a pair of new jeans too. These look quite cool.
Question 2. A brother and sister are discussing clothes and fashion. What upsets the girl? A. The fact that he borrows her things. B. The amount of money he spends on clothes. C. The time he spends getting ready.
Greg, what are you doing in there? I need the bathroom. Hurry up.
I'm just getting ready to go out. Hang on a minute.
You've spent ages getting ready. What's the problem?
There, I'm ready.
Not bad. I like the new hairstyle. Are those all designer clothes?
Yes, as a matter of fact, they are.
They must have cost a fortune. Hey, are those my hair straighteners?
Yes.
Oh, not again! And that's my new hair gel too!
Sorry, Anita's waiting for me. See you later.
Greg, what are you doing in there? I need the bathroom. Hurry up.
I'm just getting ready to go out. Hang on a minute.
You've spent ages getting ready. What's the problem?
There, I'm ready.
Not bad. I like the new hairstyle. Are those all designer clothes?
Yes, as a matter of fact, they are.
They must have cost a fortune. Hey, are those my hair straighteners?
Yes.
Oh, not again! And that's my new hair gel too!
Sorry, Anita's waiting for me. See you later.
Question 3. A man is talking to some teenagers about clothes. What is his job? A. A professional runner. B. A shop assistant. C. A teacher.
Right, it's winter now, and next week's lesson is outside, so please wrap up well. Make sure you've got a warm, comfortable tracksuit. These shorts and t-shirts look sporty indoors, but you'll freeze outside. So get down to the sports shop as soon as possible if you haven't already got a tracksuit. Also, I noticed that some of you are wearing very fashionable trainers, but please bring a pair of proper football boots next week. Trainers are fine in the summer, but I want you running around that pitch like professionals. We need our team to be fast. If you wear trainers, you'll slip and possibly injure yourself. It's very muddy out there now, so trainers are completely unsuitable. Okay, everybody? Now, off you go. Don't be late for history. Right, it's winter now, and next week's lesson is outside, so please wrap up well. Make sure you've got a warm, comfortable tracksuit. These shorts and t-shirts look sporty indoors, but you'll freeze outside. So get down to the sports shop as soon as possible if you haven't already got a tracksuit. Also, I noticed that some of you are wearing very fashionable trainers, but please bring a pair of proper football boots next week. Trainers are fine in the summer, but I want you running around that pitch like professionals. We need our team to be fast. If you wear trainers, you'll slip and possibly injure yourself. It's very muddy out there now, so trainers are completely unsuitable. Okay, everybody? Now, off you go. Don't be late for history.
Question 4. You hear a boy complaining about a girl in his class. What annoys him? A. Her clothes. B. Her hair. C. Her behaviour.
Nina's driving me mad. She's really changed lately. All she thinks about is her appearance. Every day she asks me some weird question. Do you like my new shirt, Sam? Do these jeans suit me? Does my hair look okay? Does this necklace match my eyes?
Well, in my opinion, Nina always looks fine. She's got good taste. What's she worried about?
I have no idea. The other day, I saw her looking at her reflection in the classroom window. I can't believe...
Shh! Here she comes now. She's smiling at you. Hey! You don't think... She does. Ha ha! I think she really likes you.
Nina's driving me mad. She's really changed lately. All she thinks about is her appearance. Every day she asks me some weird question. Do you like my new shirt, Sam? Do these jeans suit me? Does my hair look okay? Does this necklace match my eyes?
Well, in my opinion, Nina always looks fine. She's got good taste. What's she worried about?
I have no idea. The other day, I saw her looking at her reflection in the classroom window. I can't believe...
Shh! Here she comes now. She's smiling at you. Hey! You don't think... She does. Ha ha! I think she really likes you.
Question 5. A girl is talking to her dad. What is the problem? A. The shirt was too expensive. B. The colours don't suit him. C. The shirt doesn't fit.
Right. Is everybody ready? Now, where are my car keys?
We're ready, Dad. But, what about you? Aren't you going to change?
Hey, don't be cheeky. This is my new shirt. I think it's really smart. I love these bright colours. Pink and green really suit me, don't they? And it fits perfectly. Anyway, it was half price in the sale.
To be honest, Dad, I can see why it was in the sale.
I'm sure this pattern is the latest style.
Yeah, right. Is that what the shop assistant said? It's a bit loud. It doesn't look right on you.
Hmm. Maybe I'll feel happier if I put on my plain blue shirt. I can always take this one back.
Good idea.
Right, is everybody ready? Now, where are my car keys?
We're ready, Dad. But, what about you? Aren't you going to change?
Hey, don't be cheeky. This is my new shirt. I think it's really smart. I love these bright colours. Pink and green really suit me, don't they? And it fits perfectly. Anyway, it was half price in the sale.
To be honest, Dad, I can see why it was in the sale.
I'm sure this pattern is the latest style.
Yeah, right. Is that what the shop assistant said? It's a bit loud. It doesn't look right on you.
Maybe I'll feel happier if I put on my plain blue shirt. I can always take this one back.
Good idea.
Question 6. Two girls are trying to identify a boy in a busy cafe. Which description fits the boy? A. Dark hair and blue jeans. B. Blonde hair and a smart shirt. C. Brown hair and black jeans.
Lisa, look over there. That's Carol's new boyfriend, the one in the smart shirt.
Which one? The one with blonde hair and the gold chain?
No, he's standing next to him. The guy with dark hair.
Pardon? It's really noisy in here.
He's the guy with a green shirt and baggy black jeans.
The one with the blue jeans?
He's cute.
No, not him.
He's got brown curly hair. He's wearing one of those big expensive sports watches and he's got sunglasses on his head.
Oh yes, I see him. Hey, that's my cousin.
Lisa, look over there. That's Carol's new boyfriend, the one in the smart shirt.
Which one? The one with blonde hair and the gold chain?
No, he's standing next to him. The guy with dark hair.
Pardon? It's really noisy in here.
He's the guy with a green shirt and baggy black jeans.
The one with the blue jeans?
He's cute.
No, not him.
He's got brown curly hair. He's wearing one of those big expensive sports watches and he's got sunglasses on his head.
Oh yes, I see him. Hey, that's my cousin.
Question 7. A drummer is discussing a change of hairstyle with a friend. What does he decide? A. To cut his hair. B. To let his hair grow. C. To dye his hair blonde.
I think I'll get my hair cut before our gig on Saturday. Drummers have to look cool, you know. I might even dye it blonde.
But you've got really dark hair. You'd look weird with fair hair. It wouldn't suit you at all.
I know.
Why don't you carry on growing it until it's really long?
That's a good idea. I can gel my hair forward, like this, so it's really wild.
That's perfect. Now we can't see your face.
Thanks, Nick. Or I can cut it really short and shave a pattern in it.
No! What would your mum say?
She'd probably go mad. I think I'll stick with your idea after all. I think I'll get my hair cut before our gig on Saturday. Drummers have to look cool, you know. I might even dye it blonde.
But you've got really dark hair. You'd look weird with fair hair. It wouldn't suit you at all. I know. Why don't you carry on growing it until it's really long?
That's a good idea. I can gel my hair forward, like this, so it's really wild.
That's perfect. Now we can't see your face.
Thanks, Nick. Or I can cut it really short and shave a pattern in it.
No! What would your mum say?
She'd probably go mad. I think I'll stick with your idea after all.
Question 8. A girl is discussing her favourite film star with her cousin. Which outfit does she think suits him most? A. Something unusual. B. Something smart. C. Something casual.
Did you see Johnny Depp on TV last night?
Oh no, I missed it. Was he in a film?
No, it was an interview for some film awards. He looked so cool in a suit and tie.
Really? I can't imagine him looking that smart. I always imagine him in jeans and a t-shirt. I still prefer him in Pirates of the Caribbean, though. He looked amazing in a headscarf with an earring.
Yeah, that was such a good film. Did you see Johnny Depp on TV last night?
Oh no, I missed it. Was he in a film?
No, it was an interview for some film awards. He looked so cool in a suit and tie.
Really? I can't imagine him looking that smart. I always imagine him in jeans and a t-shirt. I still prefer him in Pirates of the Caribbean, though. He looked amazing in a headscarf with an earring.
Yeah, that was such a good film.